Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 4 cents at 590, July wheat down 4.25 cents at 637, and July beans down 12 cents at 1392. We had a little bit of good news here today, 132,000 metric tons of new crop beans sold to unknown. And the Argentinians lowered their bean crop from 32 million down to 26.5. On the other hand, the Brazilians raised their corn and bean crops, now estimated at 154.8 on the beans and 125.5 on the corn. The bean number is finally getting to the point where I've been saying it was going to wind up for the last several months out here. The exports, weekly exports, were really pretty lousy. Corn, 340. Beans, a combined 112. And wheat, 359. So certainly the corn and beans under expectations out here. We've got the Dow Jones down 220 with the jobless claims, 19,000 above the estimates. Silver's down 80 cents. Gold's still up $3, but silver's down 80 cents. The bonds are up a full point and a half here. So the pressure in the stock market seems to weigh on the beans. And with the funds long, I would expect funds to be selling more beans here today. Maybe they'll buy some corn on the breaks, trying to lighten up before the reports tomorrow. We have to remember that the report tomorrow is going to be production and supply and demand. Could they lower bean acres? It's certainly possible. We'll have to see what they come up with. Supply and demand, they're looking for, you know, more bigger carryout numbers, but fairly marginal. So we'll see how that plays out tomorrow. But I think, you know, the funds are still long, about 36,000 contracts of beans. So, you know, maybe the number is actually lower than that. We don't know. But if they sell more today, they may be getting close to even there. They're short 103 corn. So would they want to cover some corn against it? I think that's certainly possible out here. And they're still short 122,000 contracts of wheat. So today I think, you know, we're going to be under some pressure out here. We'll see if the funds want to unload. The crude oil is down $1.06 a barrel. It's about 30 off its lows, but the dollar is up 39 ticks. So not a whole lot of good news out here. And I would expect the grains to be under pressure. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.